Walk into any one of the 91 payday loan stores across the island chain, and all you need is a couple of recent pay stubs, a bank statement, and a blank check, and you can walk out with as much as $500 cash. Welcome to the world of payday loans.
I think it's taking advantage of folks who don't have access to the mainstream financial system.
Jeff Gilbreth is the Executive Director of Hawaiian Community Assets and Hawaii Community Lending. The nonprofit provides financial services to underserved communities. For the past 3 years, his organization collected data on Hawaii's payday lending industry.
When a person borrows $600 from a payday lender today, they pay $105 in interest, and that is going to the payday lenders who are oftentimes not located in Hawaii. So this money is not only being collected off the backs of most times very low and low income workers and working families who have no other option, but then it's getting stripped from our local economy.
Local mom and pop lender Richard Dan has been in the small loans business on Maui for 42 years. He says the interest isn't the problem. He charges $15 interest on a $100 loan.
Payday loans are for people in a pinch, and they're designed to happen once in a blue moon. The problem with payday loans, as I see it, people get caught in the cycle.
Dan has been a vocal opponent of the legislature's efforts to further regulate the industry, an effort led by fellow Mauian, Senator Roz Baker.
The unregulated marketplace that we have comes fraught with no consumer protections. Interest rates can be exorbitant, and a lot of our families find themselves trapped in a lot of debt and unable to pay other necessary living expenses and rent.
This session, Senator Baker introduced Senate Bill 3008, which, among other things, caps interest rates at 36% and authorizes the State Division of Financial Institutions to create a regulatory structure for the payday loan industry.
It really provides some consumer protection so that it will help them, help the consumers, access a loan that's within their means and within their ability to pay, and it does not subject them to usury.
Current usury laws allow interest rates of 12 or 24% depending on the lender. In 1999, the legislature created a loophole that allowed higher interest rates for deferred deposits, essentially legalizing payday lending in Hawaii. Dan says the proposed regulation favors out-of-state and internet lenders at the expense of local storefront operators.
The problems don't lay in the small companies here in Hawaii who are charging 15%, charging the principal and interest. There's no problem with that. There's no complaints about that. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Senator Baker's bill stalled in the House, as has been the case in the past. She was able to gut and replace House Bill 2471 and keep her efforts alive.
So hopefully when we get to conference, we can persuade them that we're really not trying to kick anybody out of the business, but we just believe that we want to have some regulation, some honest consumer protection, so that folks that need these payday loans can access them, but in a reasonable and fair manner.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.